was nintchak to the Kerem Zavis. Someone came and it was matzert. Okay. The Gemara says, Elikia, remember, Tanatuna, Aidat Rebchia Itmar. Here we get the second Rebchia of Halach. The Amr Rebchia, Malu Yachvalo, Rain, the Chavayadio, and Nunzos, the Halach, Ayah. In the case of my Mode Mixas, unlike regular Mode Mixas, the guy says, Tak, I admit I owe you 50. Here the guy says, I owe you 50. And here is the 50. He pays immediately. However, exactly, whatever exactly that means, we'll come back to in a moment. Even so, it still counts for a mitzvah. My time, heilach nami, coming to mitzvah time at the dummy. Agal just point out in terms of the two Rebbe Chiyas, the Rebbe Chiyah Kamaisa versus the Rebbe Chiyah of Heilach, there's a significant difference between the two Rebbe Chiyas in Halach Lamaisa. Tosus points out in the Heyam and Aleph, the Maskal E Isid Le Rebbe Chiyah, Nira de Halacha Kid Rebbe Chiyah. When Rebbe Chiyah Kamaisa, the Halacha is like Rebbe Chiyah Kamaisa. We paskin like Rebbe Chiyah Kamaisa. However, in terms of Chiyah the Halach, Tosu says, Rav Sheshem, Rav Halach Potter, Nir Zolach, Rav Sheshes, the Verka Shovel, Gabi Yav Katan Parfa, Od Halachu. When it comes to Rav Chiyah Kamaisa, we pass like Rav Chiyah Kamaisa. When it comes to Rav Chiyah of Halach, they don't call it Rav Chiyah Pas Raisa. When it comes to Rav Chiyah, and in terms of Halach, we pass against Rav Chiyah like Rav Sheshes, that Halach is Potter. This is the Yipsak of everyone except for here, he quotes the Sefer Chayfetz. And in the Mordechai quotes another obscure Sefer Mikitsolos, the name of Rav Amram Goen. But the Lamaisa, 99.9% of everyone, Paskins like Rav Sheshes. Okay, that is in terms of Lamaisa. Now let's try and understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Vitana Tuna. Right, apparently there's a Havamina, not a Havamina, Rav Sheshes will say that Halach is not like Modem Mikitas. So he says, no, we can prove and why does Rav Sheshes say Halach is not like Modem Mikzas? Again, the simplest shot. Rav Sheshes says Halach is not like Modem Mikzas because once I already paid the half, then that doesn't count anymore. That's not part of your time anymore. And therefore, you're not suing me for 100 anymore. You're only suing me for 50. Since I deny the whole 50, I'm a kol for a kol. So Rav Chiya says, no, it still counts as a Modem Mikzas. V'tana tuna shnayim oksum talz v'acha kaven the toughest an inside me my toughest halachu v'katani yishava. So what does he say? I have a tana tuna for my halach. This is a case of halach. Why is this a case of halach? Because in the case of shnayim oksum talis, it's not just that you are getting half the talis, but you're already holding your half of the talis. I'm already holding my half of the talis. So that's a case of halach. Actually, you know, whether I like it or not, I'm actually handing it over and paying. So we see that is halach, and you're still chayv shvuah. Rav Sheshes amar halach pata. My time, I came down with the halach, and he's used to come out of it, and I come out of the mouth. But dummy, once I said halach, the 50 that I'm mode is as if I already gave it to you, and that's there's no time on that anymore. Be'ina chamish, no modi. And therefore, there's only time left on 50, and those 50 I was not mode at all. Hekach lech, don't mix the time, there's no mode to mix us. Rav Sheshes kashim asking me, what does Sheshes do with the Mishnah? Sheshes says, no, the Mishnah is only Tekana Drabana, that's not Midin Modem Mitzas. The Mishnah is the Tekana Drabana. The Ida, in the Kanas Chamim, he, Umi, Uyam, Shalom, Daraisa, Helachaya, Metakti, Rabana, Shu, King, Daraisa, Eliam, Daraisa, Helach, Potter, Metakti, Rabana, Shu, Less, Dachlas, Daraisa. So that's the last focus. They both agree that our Mishnah is Tekana Chamim. Gosh, Rav Chiya says that it's a Tekana Drabana, Kain, Daraisa. Therefore, for our Mishnah is Chayiv, and it's Helach, and it's Chayiv, Drabana. That proves that a regular case of halach is chayiv midoraisa. And Rav Sheshes apparently thinks that our Mishnah Tekana D'Rabbana doesn't have to be so kein d'oraisa, even though a regular case of halach is pater, our Mishnah is chayiv anyway. Okay, I did not explain it too well, because that's going to be a chalak to be shown. What's the obvious problem we're dealing with in the Shach Mutaria before we jump into the deep water of halach? The obvious problem is that is that Rav Chiya in the second Tana Tuna is assuming that our Mishnah is midin modem mitzas, right? Rav Chi in the second Tana Tumna is assuming that our Mishnah is Bidin Modim Mitzas, right? It's Bidin Modim Mitzas and it's Kish Halach, which proves both Mitzas is Chayiv and Halach. Now, why would our Mishnah be Bidin Modim Mitzas? L'chor, because Anan Sadi, that this guy is half, and Anan Sadi, that guy is half. So the problem is, if Rav Chiya is going back and saying, what's my svara? Rav Chiya is going back and saying that our Mishnah is Chayav Midin, Edeb Miktas and Halach, then it is a support for Rav Chiya Kamaisa. It's not a support for Rav Chiya Kamaisa at the Doraisa level. He admits it's not a Shru Doraisa, but what's he saying? Ke'in Doraisa, right? That our Mishnah has to be Ke'in Doraisa. So if our Mishnah is to be Ke'in Doraisa, and it's a case of Edeb Miktas with Halach, then it should be a support for Rav Chiya Kamaisa also. And this is a question they specifically asked from Rashi. Rashi says, that we think that for Rav Chiya, the reason the Mishnah is because like Edim and Mitzas, right? What are we saying? It's like the first Rav Chiya, but it's also Halach. So, this, what is the sort of Tana Tuna? Tuna for Halach? What's the case of Halach? Right? So Rashi says, that it is, that our Mishnah is, Hadas Edim B'Mitzas V'Amar Halach. It's like a case where the Edim testify that I owe you 50 out of the 100 and I say Halach. The problem on Rashi, of course, is then why do we reject the Tana Tuna of Rav Chiya Kamaisa? Then it's a Tana Tuna for both Rav Chiyas at once. The Tana Tuna of the Halach is Chayiv, and it's a Tana Tuna of the Edom Mitzvah is Chayiv. Because if after you came Doraisa, then Halach has to be Chayiv and Edom Mitzvah has to be Chayiv. It's not really Doraisa because there's Edom on both sides. But the then why isn't it a Tana Tuna for Rav Chiya Kamaisa? So, what's Rashi? What is Rashi trying to say? So that's exactly. Who says that for Rashi?
Well, the
Ritva
says it, but it says it
here.
Rashi himself says it.
Right, Rashi says Kasal. So the question is, what's the Kasal Kedaita? Kasal Kedaita, but it's Doraisa, right? In the end, it's not Doraisa, it's Kein Doraisa, right? So Kasatalai Doraisa, Kamashal Kein Doraisa. So there are two ways of taking Rashi. Either, I don't know, who did I put on the Torah sheet? The Ramban, okay. Ramban and others, the Ramban and the Rashba and the general Midrash Ramban, say, was only in the Havamina. Rashi, when Rashi says Kasal Kedaita, he didn't mean the Havamina was no Raisa, but Kamashalon is Kein Doraisa. The Havamina is that was a Hadas Edom Mitzas. Kamashalon is not because of Hadas Edom Mitzas. That was only in the Havamina. In the Havamina Taka, it could have been a Tana Tuna for a Chi Kamaisa also, that's fine. This is the Havamina that was meant to be destroyed. There was some silly Havamina at first that it was because of Hadas Edom Mitzas. Limaskan, it's not really because of how it is Edom Mitzas, it's because of one of the other pshatim. Where it was only in the Havmina, Limaskana, Rashi agrees with the other pshatim. I know we haven't said the other pshatim yet, but we will in a second. However, that's not so much in Rashi. You could read it as Kasal Kedaita Doraisa, Kamashal is Kein Doraisa. But it's still Hadas Edim the Mikzas. And this is the pshat of the Ritva. B'shem Yesh Gedolim. The Ritva in the name of the Yesh Gedolim, and also the Ravid in the Shita Mekubetzes. The Ravid in the Sheet of Betzes says, really, Lenaskana,
tuna for both dinim of Rav Chiya.
Really, lemaskana, there is tana tuna for Rav Chiya kamaisa. And therefore, what is the tana tuna in the end, if you take Rashi seriously? Because like the daitik is that it's the raisa, tana tuna for a double Rav Chiya, right? Because it's hard to say mitzvah and hela. Kamash wants to end the raisa tana tuna for double Rav Chiya. But really, what is lemaskana gemara then? That according to Rav Chiya, what's the assumption of the Mishnah? It's a Kain de Oraisa of Pa'adas Eden Ben Mikzas and Helach.
This is a case where I demand 100. There's Eden that I deserve 50, and you're already handing it over to me. You demand 100, there's Eden, you deserve 50, and I'm already handing over to you. So obviously, me Daraisa, the two Eden cancel each other out, and we're back to square one. Ka'in Daraisa, we say, well, if there only one side had Ha'adas Eden and Halach, he'd be Chayv Shvua. So Ka'in Daraisa, if both sides have Ha'adas Eden and Halach, we'll be Chayv them both Shvua. That's the way the Yesh Gedolim and the Ritva, and the Ravid, maybe the Yesh Gedolim is the Ravid, read our Gemara, even though it's a little funny, because didn't the Gemara say it's not a Tana Tuna for Rav Chiya Kamaisa? So the Yesh Gedolim Ritva says no. It means it's not only a Tana Tuna for Rav Chiya Kamaisa. It's also a Tana Tuna for the second Rav Chiya. At first we thought it was only for Rav Chiya Kamaisa, it was Daraisa. Then we decide no, it's really Kain Daraisa, and then it's for two things that Rav Chiya said. Or the Rav that says a little sharper, he says, Rav Chiya Kamaisa is Pashat that he's right. Therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that this weak kind of Tana Tuna, this Kain Daraisa, for such a Pashat din like Rav Chiya Kamaisa, you don't need to bring such weak rayas. That's not a... This kind of weak raya, that's not befitting a strong shita like Rav Chiya Kamaisa. That all of Shas agrees with, except for Rabbi Duriki's father. But Rav Chiya Halech, who most of Shas disagrees with, then that's a proper tana tuna, because in the end it's a weak tana tuna, because it's ke'in daraisa, and a weak tana tuna is only befitting an embattled shita. That's what the Rabbi says in the shita.
If our mission really is both, doesn't that prove that only one of them is Chayav Shvua, the only one who's right, regarding both cases? How can you prove that both of them are Chayav Shvua if you need both of them in order to be Chayav Shvua in the Kain Daraisa? Wouldn't the fact that he has Eden Mikzas and Halach prove that only one of them is Chayav Shvua, even at the Kain Daraisa level?
No, because if Midaraisa, let's say Midaraisa, Ha'adis Eden is Chayav Shvua, but not if you said Halach, then the Rabbanon wouldn't have been talking here if you're saying Halach. What if we derise a halach with mahodah mitzvahs chayv shua, but not hajj's eden mitzvahs? And they wouldn't make kain derise because there's no hodah here.
And if you say halach is pater, it's not like it's more than just pater, it's a poter.
Right, exactly. If halach was a poter, it wouldn't be kain derise. Okay, that's one pshat. However, Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. If you look at Tosfos, says Dirimaskel, Vatana, Tuna, Ida, Turev Chia, Anan Sadim, Tafas, Hai, Vachuli, Perish Rashi. Came that because there's Eden Mishtava Midor Chiya Kamaisa Kasha. Came in the Lashi the Chuchei Hach Brice the Halach Elam Kol Kamaisa Leimu Tana Tuna Kamaisa. That's his Kasha on Rashi. It's also Tana Tuna on the Kamaisa, which again the Ramban and most Rishonim said Rashi only meant in the Havmina. That in the end he agrees with Tosos. Or you could say no Taka. In the end it really is a Tana Tuna for both of them. What it meant is don't think it's primarily a Tana Tuna for the first Rav Chiya. It's a more exciting Tana Tuna for the second Rav Chiya. The Kachim Shlomer Tosos says no. Tosfos says it must be that now we've left Rav Chiya Kamaisa Lagamre. So Tosfos says we have left Rav Chiya Kamaisa Lagamre, and that's also the Ramban, the Shita Rebetzes, quote this as a Shita, even though it's not their first Shita that they quote. Tosfos says we've left Rav Chiya Kamaisa Lagamre, and what do we think in this case? Says, don't bring Anitzadi into the Tana Tuna of Halach. As a matter of fact, some yourselves don't even have Anitzadi. Right? This is not about Anitzadi. It's not about his Eidim anymore. The mighty toughest, Machavina Lehashta Tfema Das Eidim, the Choshev Ilu Modulated Dehu. So what does Tosa say? Tosa says this is the case of Hoda'a bin Mikzas. Va'amar Halach. Then it's Pasha. This is only a Tana Tuna for a Chiya of Halach. And it has nothing to do with Tadras Eidim. Ah, what's the only Kiddush Tos has to say? Tos has to say that Shnayim Oksin is Ke'ilu Hoda B'chetzi Shebiyad Chaviru. Tos has to say a big Kiddush. That when we're each holding half the Talis, first of all, it's a big enough Kiddush to say it's like Eidim, you get half the Talis.
So there's a bigger chiddush. We're each holding half the talis. I say it's all mine, right? That's the case in the Gemara. I say it's all mine, but really, it's as if I'm moed that it's half yours. Then it makes sense. I'm moed that it's half yours, and I'm giving you that half. That's mamish case for Adav and Mitzvahs and Halach. Of course, this is a big, big, big chiddush to say that when I say kula shali, it's as if I'm moed that it's half yours. The matter of fact, it's a. It's really a tremendous chiddush to say when I say kula shali. It's as if I'm moda that it's half yours. What you have to say is that even on saying kula shali, since it's so obvious that you're holding on to half of it and I have no hope of getting that half, I'm just saying kula shali, lav davka, because I'm excited, so I'm going to yell at you. But really, I don't at all mean to lodge a taina. I don't at all mean to lodge a taina in the other half. What Rabbi explains, Tosus is. It's a little hard to say hilchot b'cheshia chaveiro, but maybe what you could say is, the Ramban explains that even though I say kula shali, I'm really only claiming chetzi because I've given up on your half. So it's not that I really admit you get half, but I really gave up. The half that you're holding, I've given up on. After all, Shnayim Osim Metalis, you're holding your half. I've really given up on it. Since I've really given up on it, I'm not really tainaing that I want your half. I'm saying kulishali. But I don't really mean that I want your half. I've given up on your half. And since I'm not saying I want your half, that's ke'ilu hoda.
Maybe like,
Tosos
means to say that Tosos realized that the only way that you win in general is because you were holding it. So, therefore, by definition, you have to give, you know, credence to the fact that I'm holding it. Hence, you know, the...
Right, if I'm coming to bed and saying I'm holding it, then it's obvious that I'm admitting... That you're saying it's implicit in my words that I'm admitting that you're holding it as valuable.
That's my only way that I would in the first place. And then I, by definition, I also have to concede that the other guy's holding it also has a time issue as well.
Okay, that's a valid point.
It's really like the second case of Rapia. What happened... He doesn't come into Beis Din and say, hey, Lev, it's here. He comes to Beis Din, there's a taina against him. He says, okay, you're right, hey, Lev. So also here, the two of them come to, he comes into court saying, it's all mine. But he comes to court, and the other guy has a claim against him. He then says, okay, hey, Lev, this is your half. So it's not contradictory that when he comes in and says, kula shali. It's after he makes his initial claim, the other guy makes a claim too, then he says, hey, Lev.
Okay. So it's an umdana ki'ilu being moda. Okay, Tosas is still, Lemaisa Tosas is still a big finish. And then Tosfos asks a kasha on himself at the end. What's the kasha Tosfos on himself at the end? According to Tosfos, what really changed between the first attempt at Tana Tuna and the second attempt at Tana Tuna? At first we thought the half was like Aden. Now we think the half is like Hodah. Tosfos says, but then the Gemara just says, Kihecha this lesadi lahai is lehai. Why didn't the Gemara say anything that would really make us change our minds? We're changing our mind between Aden and Hodah. Tosfos leaves a little bit Tzarki Ian. The writer in the Shigim of the Betzes, in his second shot, his first shot I said was like Rashi. In his second shot, the writer in the Shigim of the Betzes adds a little to Tosfos. He makes Tosfos a little sharper. The Ravid, in his second shot, says no. It's not that what we used to think was Edim, we now think is Hodah. First of all, it's ridiculous, he says. Why go so far? Really? Your half is Hodah, and I'm shouting Kula Shali? I'm shouting from the rooftops, Kula Shali. Really? I'm both of your half? And also, like the Gemara never said to change their mind, he says very clever. He says, in the first Tana Tuna, I mean the Havmin of Tana Tuna, what do we think? We think it's Ke'ilu Eidos Al Chetzi Hataus. In the second Tana Tuna, we're changing our mind, and what we're saying is ki'ilu mode, but not on half the talus. Says then the Gemara would have said they're changing their mind. Ki'ilu mode al ma shebiyad chaveiro mamish. This is based on the sugya later on that we made reference to. There might be a difference between my half the talus and what's mamish in my hands. For example, if we're both holding on to a talus, let's say there's the talus. Do you mind being manhandled? No. Okay. Oh, that's actually a very bad example. You need a better talus. This is a talus. right? So we're both holding on to the talis. So l'maisa, half mine, half yours. The first Hanatunu is saying the half that's mine is ki'ilu eidim that it goes to me. We never change our mind to that. Now we're saying a new idea. Forget the half that's mine. Why forget the half that's mine? Because the half that's yours. So it cancels it out. What's mamish in my hand? The part that's mamish in my hand, the Gemara says, is as if it's chopped off with scissors. It's as if it's a different chefta. What's mamish in my hand is not just as if it's anansadi that's mine. What's mamish in my hand is if you're moda that it's mine. Why? Because it's mamish inside my grasp and there's nothing to talk about. Right? It's as if it's like a totally different kli that's inside my grasp. That's why the Gemara says, if you want to do a Kenyan suitor, you can hold on to someone's tie. Oh, they didn't give you a whole kli. No, it's as if you chopped off that part. So therefore, that's a different chefta. So what the Rambam says, we're not just changing our mind about the same thing. First, we thought it was hodah, even though we think it's hodah. We're talking about a different chefta. First, we were talking about half and half. Now, we're forgetting the half. We're saying, forget the half. How about the 3% that's mamish in his hand? So you're saying, the 3% that's mamish in his hand, that you really have no time on at all. That you're modem. You said kulishali, you really did mean to give up on the 3% in his hand. You just wanted the 97%. And therefore, once you're modem, he can then the 3%. Then that's modem mixas, but it's halach, it's in his hand. So that's the question. Now it's a good raya for halach. And the raya therefore answers Tosas kasha the end. So didn't Tosas say, how could we be changing from Adam to Hodah? The only thing we said was that he hit the anisad l'hai and anisad l'hai. The Rabbi says, it's exactly the shaka of the targa. At first, we were talking about edus on half and half. And we say, well, I have edus on my half, you have edus on your half. They cancel each other out. He said, forget the half and half. We're talking about the 3%. On mo, then you have 3%. And that's exactly what it says. Forget about the half, which is anisadi, because they each have edus on their half. Go to the 3%, which is hodah. And now, I'm molded you 3%, you're molded me 3%, but the other 94% is still debatable. And therefore, it's very neduyik in the Shaka Batari, and he answers all Tosas kashas.
The Gemara later on says that the Mishnah is talking about karkashta. I think they think it's enough to be considered.
So the Gemara says later on the Mishnah is talking about karkashta. So I think what you have to say is that either you have to say that right now they don't think the Mishnah is talking about karkashta, or you have to say that even the karkashta is enough to be halach, even though it's not. Now, that's going to depend on whether it's worth a pruta or not, right? I mean, we know the rules of Oda Mitzvah. You have to mold a pruta. So it could be that either you have to say the karkashta is worth a pruta, or say at this point, we don't yet know we're talking about karkashta. Yeah. He really should be swearing on the other 97%. However, since there's a rule, he actually does swear in the other 97%. What does he say? I swear that I own at least half of this talis. He is swearing in the other 97%, but why can't he explicitly swear in the 97%? Because there's a separate rule. You're only allowed to swear on what you're going to get in the end. You're only allowed to swear on what will give you in the end. You can't swear on something and then not get it. It looks bad for Bezer for me to swear on something and then not get it. So it looks like Shua Sheker. Therefore, I really should have to swear 97%, but since Bezin will only give me 50%, it'll look like she was Sheker. So that's why I swear in a vague lashon of I have at least half, which is really swearing at 97%, but in a vague lashon, so you don't have Nexi because she was Sheker. So that's not a problem. Okay, that is the Raivitz pshat and Tosis pshat. the third pshat is the Tosis Rush here. The Tosis Rush here says, so far, we have the second Tanatuna, it's Dakda that's Aiden. Or it's Hodah. The third shot is the Tosas Rush. Tosas Rush says very, very explicitly here. Where is it? Here it is. Okay. Says the Tosas Rush. Ella. Ella Vanda, Mashana Rosh, who talks to Chizetal, Locha should get Edom Edom Shahid of Yerachamishim. It's not like Edom, and it's not like, Hodah. Right? So what does the Tosas Rush basically say? That there's no Hodah or Edim B'Miktas. Rather, what's the case? The case is that Really, it's not based on modern mitzvahs at all. It's not based on modern mitzvahs at all. There's no hodah at all. It's just halach b'mitzvahs without modeh or eidim b'mitzvahs. This is really not similar to the Shu'a d'Oraisa at all. This is just the case. What's the case here? You want the whole talus. I say, I don't admit you get part of the talus, there's no eidim you get part of the talus. Pashup shot. Pashup shot, there's no eidim in the Noah. What do you mean? I say kula shali and I might be right. Just, it's a very funny case. This would never happen in Bez. Imagine you sue me for 100. What do I say? I say, I don't admit I owe you anything. There's no proof I owe you anything. But meanwhile, here's 50. So of course, no one would ever say that in Bez. That would be a very silly thing to happen, right? And if that happened, there would be no chiyuv shvuah. What do you mean? Just because someone decides to give their friend a present for some strange reason, let's say they tricked them into handing over 50 because they lost track of where the case was holding, right? I don't know. I go to Bezdin and I say, I don't admit I owe you anything, and there's no evidence I owe you anything, and you have a slick lawyer who tricks me into thinking that I told me to hand over 50, and so I give you a $50 bill. So that's halach b'mitzvah without any basis. So of course I'm not chayiv b'shvuah. You're just giving back the $50 bill that I accidentally gave you. So, but that's this case. You demanded a whole talis. You have nothing. No hodah, no eidim b'mitzvahs. But I already gave you half the talis. Why did I give you half the talis? I didn't, but we're already shnayim oksin. Therefore, this is only vaguely similar to the din d'oraisa. It doesn't have the actual yesod of the shvuah d'oraisa. It just has the outward surah of the Shu'a d'Oraisa, right? Meaning, this has no yesod of modeh b'mitzvahs, because there's no hodah or eidim or anything like that here. It just has the outward surah of hodah b'mitzvahs, because something happened to a mitzvah. So therefore, the chiddush of the Tosfos Rosh is, the chiddush is that this purely, apparent similarity of halach b'mitzvahs is enough to be called ke'ein d'oraisa. And that's a big chiddush. That's why most people don't like this shot of the Tosfos Rosh. He says, really, it's not anything mitzvahs. It's just halach b'mitzvahs without any reason rhyme behind it. How is that like the Shu'a d'Oraisa, where halach was a detail once you already had something to start with? The answer is, it's just a total, like, vague similarity on the surface level, but that's enough to call Kein D'Oraisa. That's what they meant. If a real Modeh B'mitzvahs with Halach was Chayav, then nothing with Halach could be Kein D'Oraisa. An empty shell with Halach could be Kein D'Oraisa. But if a real Modeh B'mitzvahs with Halach was Potter, then nothing with Halach has no Kein D'Oraisa. It's a big Kiddush to call something Kein D'Oraisa if it, like, has some, like, outward property, but doesn't actually have anything inside. But that's the Kiddush of the Tosfos Rosh. The fourth shot, which is actually the most clever, is, I think, even perhaps a majority of Rishonim, the Balamor, and the Ramban Ubeit Midrasho. Right, they all quote like a few chitas, but the Iker, all the Ramban and Rashba and the Miuchasim Laritva. The Miuchas and Laritva all say, even though the Ritva himself quotes the Tosfos Rosh, all say a nukshat. Not that it's really Hatz Eidim Mitzvahs, not that it's Hodav Mitzvahs, not that it's vaguely similar to Modeh Mitzvahs. They say that, or see, has nothing to do with Modeh Mitzvahs. Like, even on the level of Kein D'Oraisa, it's nothing to do with Modeh Mitzvahs. Then how is it a riot for a Sheshes? Or for a Pia, I mean? How's it a riot for a Pia? What's the Balamor's shot? Anyone? What? What's the real machlokas of Sheshes and Rechia? Is the real machlokas of Sheshes and Rechia about Modeh B'mitzvahs? What? Exactly. That's his chiddush. His chiddush is, and this is like, it's almost like a modern day Lamdish shot. I mean, it is. The modern day Lamdan got it from the Rishon, who got it from Chazal, who got it from Arsina. What he's saying is that the whole Tana Tuna doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, the Tana Tuna, because the Tosfos Rosh is very dachuk, say that it's a vague similarity, but it's not really similar. The Tosfos is very dachuk, say it's really as if you're modem and you're screaming kol for a kol. Rashi's very dachuk, if he really means it. straight through, because then we're still back to Tana Tuna Rafia Kamaisa. Really, they say, we're not at all comparing this to what it makes us. What we're saying is like, you know, like when the modern day Lamdan, and they want to analyze it, they say, we're not really arguing about the Nafkamina they're arguing about. There's an underlying machlokas, and that's what's relevant. Rav Sheshe Rav Chiya have an underlying machlokas, which has nothing to do with modem mitzvahs. What's the underlying machlokas of Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshe? The underlying machlokas is that Rav Sheshe thinks that Heilach is, let's just say it again, the simple way. Heilach is case closed. As if, Heilach means the case is closed. As if, he had it in his pocket. What does Rav Sheshe say? When I say Heilach, when I say, oh, I owe you 50 and here it is, it's as if you had that 50 in your pocket and the case was closed between us and there's nothing to talk about. And what does Rav Chiya say? Rav Chiya says, Rav Chiya would be Moda. If, think about it. If you give me the court and said I owe you 100, and I said, well, 50 I deny, and the other 50 I paid you yesterday and you have it home. Everyone agrees that would be kofar akol, because the 50 I paid you yesterday and have it home is not relevant anymore. It disappeared. It's shalom yishol, case closed. What does Rukiya say, though? That's what I paid you yesterday. But if I'm offering to pay you now, then it's too late to close the case. Once I didn't pay you until you walked into court, and you had to walk into court and ask for something, now it's too late. So what does he say? Hey, look, is still under adjudication. Heilach is still under adjudication. Just because you asked me for 100 and I said I owe you 50 and here it is, doesn't mean the case is closed in that 50. No. It's still a live case in that 50. We still need a psakdin against me on that 50. It's as if we're still arguing over the 50. It's as if we're still arguing, just my position is hoda. So therefore, if that's the underlying machlokas has nothing to do with modern mitzvahs. The underlying machlokas, forget modern mitzvahs. The machlokas is this. If you went to Bezdin, Morty comes to Bezdin and says, I owe him $100. I say, I admit I owe you $100. Here's $100. Rav Sheshes would say, Bezdin does not paskin the case. Bezdin says, there's no case here. What do you mean? There's nothing to talk about. Rav Chiya would say, no, there is what to talk about. What does Bezdin put in their record books? Rav Sheshe would say, Bezdin closes their record books and says, next. Because nothing to talk about. Because it's as if I already gave you the money and we never walked into court. Rav Chiya says, no. Bezdin would write in their record books that Tarigan sued Bedarsh for $100 and won. And we immediately executed the verdict and told him to give. Right? Because it's still within the Taina. So, therefore, this underlying machlokas has nothing to do. I did my modem mitzvahs here. The nafkamina is modem mitzvahs. The underlying machlokas is how to view halach. Therefore, how is this relevant to our case? Now it's very posh what the Tana Tuna is. Shnai mochsim betalis. What if each guy had half the talis at home? What if each guy had half the talis at home, and then they came into Bezdin, and I said, it's all my talis, and you said, it's all your talis? Would Bezdin make any shvua? Would Bezdin judge us if we each had half the talis at home? And I said, there were eidim that the two halves used to be one talis. It's clearly it was one talis. I now have half in my pocket. You have half in your pocket. I come to court and say kula shali. You come in and say kula shali. Would there be a shvua? No, the shvua is only because we're still in the middle of fighting over it. Osin. If we each have our half in our pocket, Bezin says, what do you mean? Osin mechol for raya. Just everyone go home and take what's in your pocket and don't bother us till you have evidence. We're not going to make you swear just because you claim it was half yours. And that's what Rav Chiya says. Rav Chiya says, since Heilach is still under jurisdiction, what does Rav Chiya say? What's our case? He says, the Mishnah proves that Heilach is not... exactly as if it's in his pocket. Because there's no Shvua if each one has half in his pocket. That's what he is saying. Nothing to do with modem mitzvahs. Nothing to do with modem mitzvahs at all. Just shnayim mochsim betalis. What's the din of the Mishnah? If two people have half of something in their pocket, they don't swear. If they're still in the middle of fighting over it, they do swear. Ah, our case is like Heilach. We each gave each other the half, maybe Bal Karcho, but our case is like Heilach.
So after all, why do I swear? Why isn't it as if we each have half in our pocket? That proves that even Halach is still under adjudication. That's Rav Chiya's proof. What does Rav Sheshe say? He says, the Mishnah is Halach, but it's a special takana. It's a special takana that breaks the rules. What does Rav Chiya say back? In a Chanariya Mishnah, special takana. But the special takana has to follow the rules of Kein Doraisa. So Rav Sheshe says, our Mishnah is special takana. I don't care what it's considered like, I'll be din. Lamaisa, if they're Shneimos and Palos, they swear, and if they're not Shneimos and Palos, they don't swear. Don't give me lundus. And Rav Chiya says back, no, kol d'tikun rabban kein d'oraisa tikun. Even though it's a special takana has to fit the lundus. If Chazal say that, when you have two halves, each guy has half in his pocket, they don't swear. But when they're fighting and saying Halach, they do swear, that proves that Halach is still under jurisdiction, under adjudication rather, and not as if you had it in your pocket.
According to the Mishnah, we say that this is a Kein Doraisa Modu Miktas. I can understand something is similar to Modu Miktas to make the Ikshua. There's only similar to Halach. Why are we going to say similar to Halach, case closed? Or not case closed?
No, it's not similar to Halach, it is Halach.
So why was it
Kein Doraisa? Kein Doraisa, meaning that this is a Shua Takana Drabbanan. Question is, the Rabbanan Matakana Shua, should they be Matakana Shua regardless of what the Lundish principles are? We're Matakana in case A and not B? Or no, they have to be Matakana in case A and not B based on the Doraisa status of case A and, not, and case B. So Rav Chiya is saying that, look, we pass like Rav Sheshe. What did Rav Sheshe say? He says, I don't care what anything considered. The Rabbanan decided to put a Shua in Shnayim Ochsin and not otherwise. Chiya says, no, that's not the way the Rabbanan work. The Rav Chiya is like the Rav. First, that's a problem, so you don't pass like Rav Chiya. And we can't not pass like the Rav, so we'll leave that to Rav Chiya. But Rav Chiya is like Rav Sheffler, who likes to quote from the Rav. Even when you make a Takana, Sheffler likes to quote, even when you make a Minhag, you don't just say, we'll make it on situation X, not Y. You have to have a conceptual basis in Lundus for being mindful what situation it applies to. So that's what Rav Chiya said. When the Rabbanan made their Takana on two who are Ochsim to Talos and not two who have Talos in their pockets, what are they saying? When you're still fighting over it, there's a Shrua. When you already each took your half, then there's no Shrua. That proves that Mida O'Raisa, when you're still fighting over and saying Halach, it's considered to be still in the middle of grabbing it, which proves that Halach is not as if it's in your pocket. And Rav Sheshe says, who cares? Right, I disagree with the Rav Yisod. I think when they're trying to make a takana, they just make a takana and they don't really care about the conceptual nature of the cases.
But if it's really Halach, why do you need takana? If it's really Halach, you should be chayav d'oraisa.
What do you mean? It's not modu mixas. What's the happening with chayav d'oraisa?
Ah.
Halach is only, you have to be modu mixas, start talking. Right? Halach is not chayav, you're not modu mixas. That's ridiculous.
No.
Right? Kofar a kolon, or let's say modu kolon Halach, you'd be chayav shua. Of course.
So according to Tosfos Rosh, why is there a shvua in the anyway?
Because it's a kind of drabbanan. It's a vaguely similar mode of mitzvahs.
Divorcing it from the...
Enachinami, that's why I think it's a dachuk pshat. Enachinami, what can I tell you? Okay, I think basically his chiddush is he's stretching the boundaries of Kein Doraisa. Okay, that's four ways of reading the Tana Tuna. Now, that's just pashup pshat in the Gemara. Now that we've done pashup pshat in the Gemara, let's try to... where's wraps? Let's try to figure out what the sort of halach is. And I don't know if anyone had a chance to look at the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi is a very nice essay here. I don't know if anyone noticed. I don't know how often I've been putting the Beis HaLevi in the course sheets. I think once in a blue moon. If anyone noticed that sort of the end of Chelek Gimel of Beis HaLevi is his Shiur of Anshayim Osen. Much of it is Shut Beis HaLevi. Don't imagine Shut Beis HaLevi is like Shut HaRashba. It doesn't mean anyone asked him any of these questions. I guess it's theoretically possible, but it's clear these are not, first of all, because they don't even start with questions. The question is sort of, you know, Levar Sugis Halach. But also because they're just notes from his Shiurim. He just wrote up his Shiurim, like, you know, in the beginning he has just his Shiurim from the beginning of Kulin, and just goes in order of Shas. So in this part, in the end of Chelek Gimel, basically, are his Shiurim on Shnayim Osin. That's what it's doing here. It's not actually a real life She'ela U'tshuva. Now, so. The Beis HaLevi comes at a slightly different angle, but let's ask a simple question. Why is Halach Pater? Right? Now, obviously there's only a question of Rishishis, right? But we pass like Rishishis, keep in mind. I know, only Tosa says it, but if you look at all the other Rishonim, all the Rishonim say it. I don't even know if there's one Rishon who Paskins like
Rav Chiya, I know they quote like obscure older svarim, but everyone passes like Rav Sheshes. Why is Halach Patra? I know I've already sort of given it away a little, but let me just ask a little sharper. Why is Halach Patra if it's really Modem Mitzvah Taina? I mean, what's the point of Modem Mitzvah Taina? Right? Most Rishonim said there's some sort of Raglayim Ladava, right? Or, you know, some sort of Taina Chashuva, right? Basically, I have a basis for my Taina. That's the Pashup Shot. Pashup Shot is, why is Modem Mitzvah Chayiv? So I have a basis for my Taina. Why? I said 100, you admit 50, I have a basis. So if you admit 50 and pay me right away, Lechora, I also have a basis for my Taina. So, what's Pshat? Why is Modem Mitzvah Taina? Modem Mitzvah Taina and Halach Potter? So, here actually the Beis Halevi brings in a very, very fascinating Shita. He points to the Tosfos Ksuvos, but it's also, I mentioned it briefly, I think. I said I would come back to it. So I'm a man of my word. When the Tosfos Rosh discussed in Daf Gimel and Aleph, anyone want to answer? Taka, why should Halach be Potter? What are they saying? We know what Rav Sheshes says. Rav Sheshes says, it's as if I already paid it to you. Right? Lechor, Halach doesn't mean I already paid it to you. If I had already paid it to you, if I come in and say, I admit 50 and I already paid it to you yesterday, then everyone admits that that's not a Modem Mitzvah Taina. I mean, that's just Pashup Shat, not Modem Mitzvah Taina. This is when I'm agreeing, Kilu, about to pay it to you. Or let's say. And therefore, that takes away the Modem Mitzvahs. Why? Lamaisa is still Modem Mitzvahs. So, the simple shot in the Gemara is that, no, basically, like, when I already am paying you the half, that's not an issue anymore. So it doesn't count. And here, that's the Pashup Shot, right? Pashup Shot is, why is Halach Potter, again, with your Sheshes and the Halacha, the Pashup Shot, I think, is a simple shot in the Gemara. Basically, he also makes this point towards the end of that Sif. He says, and the Pashup Shot in the Gemara is this way. The Pashup Shot in the Gemara is that, basically, the case is closed on the Halach, so we're left with just 50 of Kofar HaKol, right? That's what Sheshes seems to say in the Gemara. It's not that I'm Moda 50 and Kofar 50. Case is closed on 50. It's as if that 50 is over and done with. What?
Who said anything
in Xerus
HaKasuv? Who said anything in Xerus HaKasuv?
Aha, okay, the Maisa you still have a Taina Chashuva aspect, so that's why the Beis Halevi himself draws on the Tosfos in Ksuvos, which says the exact same thing as the Tosfos Rosh that we read. This was definitely on the course sheet, in Daf Gimel and Aleph. He asked the question, how do we know in the first place, Mifneima Amr Torah, that Modem Mitzvah Chayiv Kofar Kol is Patur? Taka, how did they know Kofar Kol is Patur in the first place? Like before they came onto Rabbah, before Ishtamute and before Ha'aza, before Rabbah knew any of these things. He assumed Kofar Kol is Patur. How did he know Kofar Kol is Patur that then he had to start getting into Migos? So he said, Xeris Akasa was Chsiv Kiyuzeh, right? Maybe it's Kiyuzeh, Xeris Akasa. The Od Yesh Lomar, the Modem Mitzvah Sheyesh Lomar, Agavol Somam Nechivato Torah Shvua Ke'en Gilgol of Kofar Kol Nistal Gmen El Gam Reino Eisa Kimo. He said it's Ke'en Gilgul. Modem Mitzvah is Ke'en Gilgul. Now, of course, we have a Hakir what Ke'en Gilgul means, but let's take the more Pashat side of Hakir, what Gilgul means. As long as you're swearing, so you might as well deal with all the issues. So what's he saying? What's the svara? He says slightly different svara of Modem Mitzvah. What's the svara of Modem Mitzvah? As long as we're paskining your Chayiv Mamon, we might as well paskin the Shvuah also. As opposed to Kofar HaKol, where we have nothing to do with it, we're not going to paskin just the Shvuah. We're not going to paskin just the Shvuah. But if we're already paskining Mamon, then we'll throw in the Shvuah. Basically, it, what?
Isn't that contained in the whole Gemara? I mean, so we just did that. You're supposed to start out with the Shvuah, not with Mamon.
So that's the Chiddush of the Tosfos Rosh. That until now we thought Gilgul Shvuah had to start out with Shvuah, but the Chiddush is that no, maybe Gilgul Shvuah also makes sense in terms of Mamon. Basically, if Bezdin is not paskening against you, they're not going to throw in a Shvuah. But if Bezgin is already passed the Yerchayiv Mamon, then they'll throw in the Shvua. Also, and that's the lashon here. Also, the Odmon mixes Yishla Shvio, Tosling Suvah, Shechayiv Mamon, Shehoda, Shechayiv Mamon, Shehoda, V'al Yedek Achmed Gadol, Lo Shvua, Ke'en Gilgol. Right, so I think what basically Levi is saying is that this works well. This works perfectly, actually, right? Perfect if the Mechayev of Moldev and Mikzas is Gilgal from the Psak of Chayev Mamon. Why? Because the whole sheet of Rosh Hashanah says that Halach is if you're already paid. So there's no Psak being Chayev Mamon. If you're already paid, how can they pass on your Chayev? Right? If I already, if you come to me, again, what does Rosh Hashanah say? If you come to me in Bezin and say, oh, you 100, I say, sure, here's 100, then Bezin can't pass him against me. How can they pass him against me? I already paid. Right? And so therefore, if it's Gilgal, then, in a case of Halach, again, not Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya might say, even in Halach, they pass him Chayiv Mamon. Case of Halach, there's no Psak on Chayiv Mamon because I paid. Right? There's no Chiya of Mamon because I already paid. So that's the base Halevi points out. That if you take this minority shot in Modim Mitzas, it's not because we're gliding with Dover, because of the evidence. It's a Gilgal because of the Psak. Then obviously, in the case of Halach for Hashesh, there's no Psak of being Chayiv Mamon, so there's no way to be Megalgil. Why is there no Psak of Chayiv Mamon? Because I already paid. How can there be Psak of Chayiv Mamon if I already paid? That is the, that's what the base Halevi points out.
Isn't the Hodah stronger than Psak? Isn't his Hodah the Mamon stronger than Psak?
No, because think about it. You come into Bezdin and say, it's like this. You come to Bezdin and say, I owe you 100. If I give you 50, there's no need to pass that I owe you 50, because you already have it. If I admit that I owe you 50, does Bezdin need to pass that I have to give you 50? Yes, because what if I go home and change my mind and don't pay you? They need to pass that I have to go home and pay you. So practically, it's not a matter of stronger. Practically, if I give you the money, there's no need to pass that I have to give you the money. But if I say I'll give you the money, that's Hodah, they need to paskin that I can't now let it change my mind. I know how luckily I'm not allowed to anyway, but they need to paskin that I have to actually go and give me the money, because it needs to be executed. So it's not practically, do they still need to execute the psak? In Halach, according to Rosh Hashanah at least, they don't need to execute the psak, it's executed. In Modim Mitzas, or Hodah's Eidim Mitzas, they need to execute the psak, and then they're a gal gal
d'shvua. Not clear to me whether you're talking about the actual psak mamon or a chiyu mamon. And there's a chiyu, even if I admit that I owe you, so now I owe you, I still have a chiyu, I haven't paid you.
But in Halach, you don't.
But in Halach, you don't.
Exactly. In Halach, I don't owe you any money. I used to owe you money. Bezdin doesn't paskin that I used to owe you money.
But the question is whether it's the psak or it's in the chiyu mamon. There's a difference.
Okay, let's call it the...
It's more established to say that the shvur should come from the mamon, not from the psak din of the mamon.
Okay, well, Gilgal, but it's fine if they say chiyu mamon. In Halach, I'm not chayev to you anymore. Because I paid already.
In Hodah,
I am chayev to you anymore. That's fine.
The whole point of the Gilgal is a Gilgal on the Psak.
Okay. I think it'll be fine either way, so I don't need to argue about this.
Doesn't it depend on how we set a case of Halach?
Let's get back to that in a second, okay? You're absolutely right. Just give me a minute. Okay, Lemaisa, most Rishonim don't say this in Gilgal. This is basically only... Again, you never know. There's a lot of versions of Tosfos floating around here. But so far I found the only Tosfos on the Daffing Suvos and Tosfos Rush here. And even there, in Tosfos Rush here and Tosfos on the Daffing Suvos, it's only a second answer. It's only an Odi Shlomar, right? Or an Inami. What is it here? It's an Odi Shlomar. Right? So it's not as if they were convinced of this, but Ode. So it's only an Odi Shlomar, only in 10% of the Tosfos set. And not in the other we showed them at all. Right? Most people assume, no, it's a matter of, not a Gilgal, it's a matter of Raglayim L'Davar. Not to mention the fact that could be that even Gilgal might mean Raglayim L'Davar, but leaving that aside. So the Pashup shot is that it's a matter of Raglayim L'Davar, Taina Chashuva, Raglayim L'Davar, not Gilgal. So I think, here you have to be a little, this is what the Beis HaLevi says. That's why the Beis HaLevi really thinks that to understand Halach properly, you have to go with that Odi Shlomar. But even if the Mechayev is Taina Chashuva Raglayim L'Davar, You could still make it a technicality. You could still say, technically, that Halach is Ki'ilu paid, and therefore Mafkia the Taina, so the Taina is only on the other 50. Now here, again, I think this has to be a technicality. It's very hard to understand this as a svara, and of course when something technicality, it's always a little weak. But I think the pashut shot is just technicality. What's the technicality? The technicality is that, again, if I, everyone knows, if I go to Beis Din and I tie it to you today, and you're moda, and I go to Beis Din and tie you tomorrow, and you're kofer, that's not moda mitzvah. It has to be within one taina. Why does it have to be within one taina? Okay, maybe technically we only look at one taina at a time. I mean, in moda mitzvah, what's the rule of moda mitzvah? The rule of moda mitzvah is not that whenever Beis Din has any regline lidover from anywhere in the world to make you swear. No, that's not the din moda mitzvah. Din moda mitzvah is that the Torah says there's a taina that's needed in Beis Din. Whenever there's regline lidover within that taina, you have to swear. If there's regline lidover from outside that taina, then you don't have to, you're not chayv shvua. Oh, why didn't the Torah just say generally let every judge decide what's a regline lidover without any formal rules? That's not the way the Torah works. The Torah says, no, in Beis Din there's a taina, you look at that taina, and you don't look outside that taina. What happens in Halach is, whatever I said, Halach is a mufka from taina, because you can't taina from something that you already have. You can't taina something you already have. So a mafkia the taina. When a mafkia the taina, technically, there's no taina chashuba, a reglain lidover within the taina. I've kicked the reglain lidover out to outside the taina, and only a reglain lidover inside the taina. Only a reglayim ledover inside the taina is mechayev. And again, you're asking why? Why can't the Torah be more flexible and vague? And why do we have to have formal rules? Because that's the way the halacha works. And that's not the real answer. The real answer is that's a philosophical question, and that's where philosophy is here. But that's the way the Torah works. Okay, and in Machshavah here, we'll discuss why the Torah works that way. That's an age-old question, you know. Why can't the Torah work in a totally different way? You know, why can't we just sort of figure out what to do without having a lot of formal rules? All right, that's a different question. If you... truth is specifically in the realm of Dinei Mamonos, the Davka, the Mishpat and Bri people talk about this a lot. When I think about Chav and Halacha, I'm always more excited about Dinei Isra Heter and Brachos and things like that that seem more religious. But within Dinei Mamonos, a lot of the Mishpat and Bri people are trying to figure out how come it is that in Halacha, the dinim are more formal, and in the modern day Western legal thought, you know, you just sort of figure it out as you go along and use your common sense. Okay, that's a valid question. What's his face? Wrote a whole book about this. Moshe Zilber, he was a deputy, he was a Ben Torah, who was a deputy president of the Supreme Court here. And he wrote a book called Kachi Darka Shel Torah, which explains how come the Derech of the Torah in Dini Momonos is different than the Derech of Western legal systems and why we have so many formal rules. Okay, I don't remember what the book said, but I'm sure you could find it in the library. Maybe it's not Kachi Darka Shel Torah. Maybe it's Kol Midos Chacham Kach or something. All right, whatever, if you're actually interested, you'll be able to find it. Okay, Viter. Back to this. So, whatever it is, the way the halacha works, there are some certain formal rules, and I can't necessarily... That's the formal rule. That's one derech. The case is closed on the halach, and therefore, you're left with a kofer akol. That's one derech. However, and that I think is the mainstream derech. That's what Yisrael Levi decides. There are two other drachim as well, though, in explaining the Torah of halach. No, only this part is Beis Halevi.
Oh, okay, fine.
And he leans towards that at the end. This is just a pashut pshat of what most people think. You understand why the Beis Halevi was attracted to that Gilgal idea, because then it's still a formality, but it's a formality that really fits very beautifully. But I don't think you have to go there. And it's the same basic idea. What you're doing is you are closing the case, and you're left with a kofer akol. The other possibility is maybe if you really want to get to Svara, you can say that it's psychological. that it's psychological. After all, what's the difference between kofar kol and motiv mitzas psychologically? Ishtamute versus haza, right? Kol motiv mitzas ishtamute, kofar kol is haza. So maybe what you could say is, what does Rav Sheshes mean? Rav Sheshes is not talking about formalities. Rav Sheshes is talking about psychology. What Rav Sheshes is saying is that halach is haza, not ishtamute. And that's what he means by it's like kofar kol, by eino moda. What it means, since you're not moda on the other 50, you're only moda on the halach. People who are moda on the halach are not mishtami, they're meyas. And once you're meyas, and this is the base of Levi's other possibility, once you're meyas, then you're putter. Why are you putter once you're meyas? So perhaps, based on the Rashi and Bava Kamma, and then makes a Levi and some of the Achronim want to tie in that could be the other Rishonim would agree with Rashi and Bava Kamma. The other Rishonim don't agree that that's what Rabba was meant. That's not what Rabba meant. But it could be the other Rishonim might agree with Rashi and Bava Kamma just because on Daf Gimel base, some of the Rishonim say, what's the halachic distinction between Ha'adas Edim and Modim Mitzas and Hodas Piv? Oh, because whether you have a defense in other Meis Pavim, they both have. So, if so, it could be that it's ha'aza, and therefore ha'aza is pater because he has a chazaka on his side. He also points out you could say ha'aza is pater because of a migo of kofar kol, right? Normally, you don't have a migo of kofar kol because you wouldn't be maize. But if you're being maize already, then you could have a migo of kofar kol. Okay, although that's not going to help for what I'm about to say. Does anyone hold this psychological svara? Does anyone hold that the reason Halach is Pater is not formal but psychological? The Meiri, and he brings 2 days, right? The Meiri says it's either formal or psychological. I could just ask someone who's good with technology. Josh? No, could you just make it 12:10? Thank you. says the Meiri. He says, why? Says it's mafkia the taina, right? It's mafka from the taina. You're left with only a smaller taina. He says, just a purely technical vart. It's out of the taina, and if it's out of the taina, then it can't be mechayev shvuah. Or v'yesh mafarsh matam. That normally, when you say shtemudim shtam, someone's trying to stall, right? But someone who's trying to stall is not someone who says halach. Someone who says halach, anyone who's saying, oh, halach, here, take money, take money, take money, is not someone who's afraid that he won't be able to come with the cash and that you'll pressure him and that he won't have enough money to pay his debts. Someone who's halach is comfortable that whatever he needs to pay, he'll be able to pay, that he'll have money. If he doesn't have money, that you'll give him some leeway to have the money. He's comfortable that there's not a situation where he's going to be pressured for the money, and therefore he's not mishtamet. So if he's not mishtamet, then he's either telling the truth, or he's being meis. And ain't on meis panos de malchol.
But doesn't tell mishtamet means he doesn't have it, so it. The 50 he has, the other 50 he doesn't have.
That's a very valid question on the Meiri, which is, what do you mean, anyone who says halach? No, adarabah. Maybe someone who says halach is mishtamid. He's just, what's the point of mishtamid? The point of mishtamid is, you're not meyaz, you're trying to be a nice guy. Yeah, if I'm trying to be a nice guy, I give you whatever I have. Okay. You can ask, that's wrong with psychology. You can ask kashas, but the mice, everyone has their own sheet in psychology, and you can't really disprove anyone. So, it could be, this is the Meiri. And I think it's possible, although this is a big chiddush, and I wouldn't want to say it except for the fact that it's mochrach, that this sounds a little like the shita of Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Now, we haven't gotten to Shlom Dinarim yet, but in the sugya of Shlom Dinarim, which we'll get to in the next year, Mirtz Hashem, there's all the Rishonim say different than Tosfos. Right, take my word for it for now. All the Rishonim say different from Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos at the bottom of Dalam Ran Aleph, which doesn't belong there. The Shmamin of the Halach Potter. If you tell me Nem Bisholosh Migu the Boy Yomashtaim, the Shlomer, Kaven the Halach Potter, Im Yomashtaim Hamele Kofra Kol, the Inon the Meis. What does Tosfos say? If Halach is Potter, then it's Ha'aza to say Halach, because it's Kofra Kol.
And then Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis says, what if you hold Halach as Chayev? Came into Halach Chayev? Then it's not Ha'azah. Tosfos holds, if Halach is Potter, then it's Ha'azah. If Halach is Chayev, then it's not Ha'azah to say Halach. So now this is a little funny. Now, if you were to tell me, look, it is Ha'azah to say a certain Taina. What's the Taina? I'll tell you what the Taina is. The Taina is this. I have a star. Yecheskel has a star that I owe him dollars, right? That's actually really like not super dollars nowadays. Yecheskel has a star that says I owe him thousands of dollars, right? So, I owe him thousands of dollars. He says 5,000, I say 3,000. So the cash is, why don't I have a amigo that I could have said 2,000 and been neman? Whatever reason I'm Nemo, we won't get into now. So Tos says, well, 2,000 is Halach. For whatever reason, also we won't get into now. I apologize. 2,000 is Halach. Tos says, do I have a Migo I could have said Halach? So you could say, no one has a Migo they could have said Halach, for whatever reason. Or everyone has a Migo they could have said Halach, for whatever reason. Tos says, if Halach is Chayav, then Halach is not Ha'azah. I have a Migo I could have said it. If Halach is Potter, then it is Ha'azah, and I don't have a Migo I could have said it. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos' assumption is, if Halach is Potter, then it's Ha'azah to say Halach. If Halach is Chayav, then it's not Ha'azah to say Halach. Now, I have a simple question. This is my problem. If Halach is a pure technicality, then whether you hold it's Chayav or it's Potter, why should that make a difference in terms of my Ha'azah? Well, I understand. The technical machlokes in Rosh Hashanah of Chiyah affects whether the guy's mayas or not. It's very strange in Tosfos. This Tosfos bothered me, you know, since before some of you were born.
Not all of us.
Certainly not all of us. The maximum it could have bothered me is those who are less than 9 months older than me. And then I wouldn't remember. I don't understand. Halach is a very technical machlokes. Why should the machlokes in Rechiyah and Rav Sheshes affect psychologically whether it's ha'azah to say it or not? You should ask the psychologist whether it's ha'azah or not. And you should ask the lamdanim whether it's a modem mitzvah a taina or not. Why should, again, if you want to say it is ha'azah, it's fine, but it's not ha'azah, it's fine. Why should the ha'azah be subject to machlokes of Rechiyah and Rav Sheshes? Which leads me to suggest for Tosfos, even though this is a big finish, but it doesn't make any sense. How could it be? I understand Tosfos saying, well, if Halach is Potter, it's like Kofar Kol, so it's Ha'azah. If Halach is Chayim, it's like Modim Mitzah, so it's not like Ha'azah. No, Ha'azah depends on my psychology. It doesn't depend on what Rav Chi and Rav Sheisha say. So the only thing that we're forced to conclude is that perhaps really Rav Chi and Rav Sheisha are arguing about psychology. That's the real Machlokes. That, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that it's Ha'azah to say Halach Lefi Rav Sheshes, and it's not Ha'azah to say Halach Lefi Rav Chiyah. Once Tosfos say they're arguing about whether or not it's Ha'azah, and don't tell me Ha'azah is a side effect of their technical machlokas. Because how could people's psychology be a side effect of a technical machlokas? Maybe you could say for Tosfos that's the yesod of the machlokas. Maybe that's really the way Tosfos reads the machlokas. Rav Chiyah says that it is not Ha'azah, because I'm admitting half. And Rav Sheshes says it is Ha'azah, because why is it Ha'azah? Because what am I saying when I do Halach? When I do Halach, what am I saying? What I'm saying is that, that's Pasha, just take it, that's so obvious. Anything that's in, the only thing that's in question, you're totally wrong about. What is the Halach guy doing? I'm saying, that is so obvious that it's not even worth discussing. Here, take the money. What's worth discussing, I'm denying entirely. So maybe it is Ha'azah because I'm denying everything I'm denying everything that's worth disputing. Right, that's what I'm saying. Hey, look, you say 100. I say 100? Come on, that 50 is so obvious, give me a break. The 50 that you really care about, I'm denying.
So it could be that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the 50 we don't care about. The other 50 I'm talking about, maybe it is Haaza. So it's Esher for Tosfos. Again, I'm not going with the same Tosfos of the Meir, because the Meir is a little funny. But since Tosfos says explicitly there are Kiyah and Rav Sheshes arguing about whether or not it's Haaza in my brain, and it seems to me impossible. Please, if someone thinks this is impossible, come and argue with me. And if you're right, I will I'll take you out to lunch. If you can convince me that I'm wrong, I'll take you out to lunch. Because I don't want to come to such a radical conclusion in Tosfos, but I'm stuck. Tosfos says Mefurish. Rav Chiya calls it not Haaza, Rav Sheshes calls it Haaza. Why, if they're only arguing about the technicalities, why would the technical way of looking at the Taina cause it to be Haaza or not Haaza? When the guy comes into court, he doesn't know any lumdas. He just knows regular human feelings. So why would Rav Sheshes and Rav Chiya be arguing about the human feelings? Unless you say that's really the assault of the machlokes, because then Tosfos is really the Meirin disguise, that Tosfos thinks they're not arguing about technicalities. They're really arguing about human feelings. Rav Chiya thinks that it's not Haaza to, it's not Chutzpedik to say Halach. And Rav Chiya says it's nicer to say Halach. Not only admitting half, I'm giving it to you. And Rav Sheshes says it is Chutzpedik to say Halach. Because what I'm saying is that that's not worth arguing about. And what's worth arguing about, I'm totally denying. And therefore, it could be that's really what Rav Sheshes means. Rav Sheshes means that part is if I already paid, and therefore that's not saving me from Haaza. The other half, I'm totally denying, and that's Haaza. And that's, now the Beis Halevi doesn't quite come to this conclusion he ends up wanting to say this Pshat in Tosfos. He doesn't come to it exactly the same direction I do, but I think that it's an inescapable conclusion from Tosfos, even though it's very radical.
Why do you say that? The guy comes and doesn't know from halacha, doesn't know from lamdas. The whole concept of migui that someone comes into best, it means that he does understand such a thing.
So what you're saying is different shot in Tosfos. So you want to get a free lunch. What Morty's saying is that no, really Tosfos thinks are arguing about a technicality. But we assume a guy goes into best then knows the sugya of halach. Therefore, a guy who knows that halach is treated halachically as kofar kol will feel it's ha'azah to say it. A guy who knows that halach is treated halachically as mudah mitzvah will feel like it's not ha'azah to say it. And really, the technicalities can affect psychology if we assume people know bab mitzia. In which case, my diuk in Tosfos is unfounded, and no one agrees with the Meiri, and the Meiri is a lone yachid floating, on an iceberg somewhere in the middle of the Arctic Ocean. Okay. Could be, or, if you'll excuse my bad, or interpret like Morty. Right? Okay, so there are two ways to read Tosfos. Either they're really arguing about psychology, in which case he's close to the Meiri, or no, they're really arguing about technicalities. But they assume that once Chazal, Paskin, technically one way or the other, that affects people's psychology. I can't deny that, even though I don't love it. Okay. But you were mocha of the lunch.
Isn't that just a classic?
And it could be that I'm not really chayiv anyway.
Isn't that just one of the classic leadership, as if you knew the deal of Migu, then you would have made the other taina in order to get off the hook?
No, that's not true. Oh, no, if you know the deal of Migu, it wouldn't have affected anything.
As in, you know that by making the weaker taina, you win.
But it doesn't matter. So if you know the Din Amigo, you know you should make the weak Titan win. If you don't know the Din Amigo, you make the strong Titan win. Either way, you could win. It doesn't bother us. Okay. There's one third way of reading the Ptur of Halach, which is a little radical. As a matter of fact, not just a little radical. It has a Mefurish line in the Gemara against it, which we'll get to soon. I will, instead of spoiling all the fun, I will... I tried to look around in the room to see if I can point this out. But I wasn't able to find out where yet. But I will leave it to you to figure out where there's a Mefurish line in the Gemara that's a big problem for this Ketos, and then maybe you'll be able to answer it. And then I'll buy you dinner. Not for finding the line in the Gemara, that's the same, but if you can answer it. It's an excellent question. Like, is this Baklama Tanum Uetes? Now, the Ketos. He's not necessarily saying it on his own. He's saying it b'das ha-Rambam in the way the Beis Yosef interprets the Rambam, right? Tosfos is saying it b'das ha-Rambam. He admits that not all the Rishonim hold this way. But what does the Tosfos say b'das ha-Rambam? Anyone? What does the Tosfos say? Tosfos, he also says the technicality. Right? He also says it's technical. right? He's like the first shot. He also admits that it is technical, not psychological. Well, the psychological shot is going to be very difficult to justify. He also admits that it is technical, but what does he say? What's the yesod of the Torah Halach? Exactly. Not that, basically, the first technical shot is saying that, oh, okay, there's no Hodah. But why is there no Hodah? Not because the case is closed so that Hodah doesn't count. Why is there no Hodah?
It's like my it's immediate.
Exactly. The soul says this is not considered Hodah because he is Kona the money as a Matana even without the Hodah. What he's saying is, a chalos Hodah, Hodas Balden has to be Hodas Balden that makes a difference. If I come to Beis Din and you say, didn't you wear a blue shirt? And I said, yes, I did wear a blue shirt. That's not Hodas Balden, because it doesn't make a difference. If I come into Beis Din, says the Ketos, and you say, right, I come to Beis Din, Wagner and I are in Beis Din, and Wagner says, don't you admit that my cell phone is mine. And I say, yeah, I admit your cell phone is yours. That's not a Hodas Balden. It's not a Hodas Balden, it's his anyway. The Hodas Balden has to be a Hodah that causes me to lose money, that causes something to happen. So says the Ketos, he says, why is Halach Pater? Because what does Halach mean? I'm saying, I admit I owe you the money and here it is. Even if I didn't admit I owed you the money and I said, here it was, you would get the money, right? My Hodah is not necessary. When I come into Beis Din, classic mode makes us. You say, are you 100? Gideon says, I'm 100. I said, tak, I owe you 50. Is my Hodah necessary? Is my Hodah a real chalos Hodah? Yeah, now I have to go home and give him 50. Only because of the Hodah. But if I say, he comes into Beis Din and he says, says you owe me 100. And I said, yeah, here's 50. I admit I owe you 50. We don't need my Hodah. I gave him 50. I gave Matana 50. What if I didn't have a Hodah? He'd still be allowed to keep the 50. Because I gave it to him my own free will. As a person, not allowed to give their money away. So basically, since I gave my money away anyway, we don't need the Hodah. Now, of course, what you could have said is we don't need the Hodah, but it's there anyway. It's a redundant Hodah. It's an unnecessary Hodah. The Ketos says no. Mode that makes this is only when the Hodah really accomplishes something. It's only called the Hodah if the Hodah causes a result. Over here, where the Hodah doesn't cause a result, so I'm giving him a Matana anyway, that's not called Hodas Balden. That's a big Kiddush. That's a big Kiddush. The big Kiddush is if you say, isn't that my wallet? I said, sure, and I give you the wallet. That's not Hodas Balden. Why not Hodas Balden? Because I gave you the wallet anyway. Who cares whose it was? Now it's yours. Right? Who cares if I really owed him 50 or not? Now that I gave him 50, it's his 50, right? So therefore, since we don't care whether I really owed him 50 or not, that's not called Hodas Balden.
Doesn't the Ketos say that Hodas Balden is Nehemonis, not
exactly. But here the Nehemonis is irrelevant. Nehemonis only counts as Nehemonis on something that we need to know the answer to. The answer to has a nafkamina. If there's no nafkamina in the Nehemonis, it's like, again, if I come to Bez and I say, I want to bring two Edim that Gottesman, learned Daf Lamed Vav this morning. That's not a proper Eidos because it's not about something relevant. If I say I want to make a Hodas Balden that I promised to smile at Moshe Chaim today. No, that's not a valid Hodas Balden because it doesn't create any halachic result. A Hodas Balden has to be a Hodas Balden that has an afkamina, that has a result.
But there is a big not community. If you come into Beis Din and I say I don't know anything, and here's the $50, that means I haven't been moded on the whole case, and tomorrow you could come in with witnesses and claim that I do owe it, I'd have to pay the 50 again.
No, because it's obvious that when I give you the $50 that you're mochel, you're right to ask for me again. You're mochel the $50, and I'm giving you a matana.
The thing isn't it so because only if you understand that classical does dominant is like some type of Eidos.
Correct. If every Hodas Balden was a Schaibus, it would be harder to say this. Right. Correct. So that's fine, but that works fine. I agree. Now, two seconds. The Beis Halevi actually suggests, he deals with the Hakir between 1 and 2. He actually suggests possible nafgamina. He actually suggests a possible nafgamina between them. He says, for example, he says, would the Ptur of Halach apply to Rechia Kamaisa? Now, obviously, when to Rashi it was, because Rashi says the whole Tana Tuna is based on Rechia Kamaisa. But the other Rishonim say, by the time we got to the Tana Tuna, we weren't discussing Rechia Kamaisa. So what does he say? He says, very nicely, he says, what does the Ktos say, nafgamina? Nafgamina is, what about Halach? The Ha'adas Eidim.
So should have been a
Levi. Mitzvah. Sorry, I meant to be a Levi. He says, according to one, it would still be Potter. Why? Because the Eidim are made in Mitzvah, but if I say Halach on that Mitzvah, the Eidim are made, then it's out of the discussion. It's Mufka from the Taina. But according to two, I'd be Chayav. Because if the whole point of the Tor Halach is to make me a Meiz, May is only Pater's more than Mixas. May is done in Pater Eden Mixas. Every Eden Mixas is Mayas. Why can't he have a defense of Einan Mayas Panam Debal Chovo? Because he's proven to be a Mayas Besheker. He's proven to be a Mayas. So therefore, Ha'azit doesn't Pater from Chia. That's exactly the Havamina of Shalotei Adas, Pimp Dome Adas Eden. So that's what he wants to say. It might be a Nafkamina. He doesn't exactly. He doesn't take into account the Ketzos, but it's. He doesn't take into account the Ketzos, but it's quite possible that he'd say for the Ketzos, it would also be Potter, because once I give it to you, then we don't need the Eidos, right? Then that's Eidos Shav, that's empty Eidos. So, that's a possible Nafgamina that he suggests. The other Nafgaminas, especially in terms of the Ketzos, which he doesn't discuss, we'll have to come back to Mirza Shem. Next time. Okay, so next time we'll have to come back to actually number two, the Geder of Halach, and what that has to do with this, or if not, what else it has to do with. And then we'll continue on in Mr. Shem to Slo and Dinari. Okay, so we'll pick up enough between the Ketzos, not the Beis HaLevi of psychology, but technical, but.